46 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, Thursday morning, 5th day of June. Hey, we're cruising in the month of June there, James Timberlake.
Yes, we are.
We're moving along. I like it.
Already,
I don't know if I like
it. My brother's birthday, by the way.
Oh,
happy
Will.
Happy birthday, Will.
Will, all right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Will.
Yeah.
I'm glad you remembered that.
Yeah, well, you know. There's only a couple of those that you really got to remember, and that's one of them.
Is
know?
That one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brother, sister, mom, dad, you know.
All
those
right,
are,
there
those
you
are
go.
The big four.
That's the big four right there. Okay. Susie Orman, she's a financial advisor, host of the Susie Orman Show. She's 74 today.
Okay.
Kenny G. I like Kenny G.
Kenny G, he can play, what's he play?
I don't smooth, remember. Jazz saxophone.
Saxophone, yeah.
Yeah, he's got some good songs, like Songbird. That sold over like millions worldwide. He's 69 today.
That's just a great sound.
Well, it is.
Saxophone.
Right.
Amazing sound.
Okay.
Can listen to it forever.
All right. You got a little bit of that going on in your house, I understand.
Yep. That's true. My mother likes to, she's practicing the saxophone.
She's practicing the saxophone. All right. Good job. How's she doing? She like Kenny? She playing like Kenny
no,
G?
No, not yet. She's
not
getting
yet?
There.
Yeah, all right.
There she, I'm starting to recognize some of the songs she's doing, which is good.
Which is
she,
good.
She played the Godfather theme at one point. And I was like, oh, I know that song.
All right. Okay, Kenny G. Love to listen to Kenny G.
Mm-hmm.
Is 69. Mark Wahlberg. I like Mark Wahlberg. He's a good actor.
Yeah. Been in some really good movies.
Ton of them.
Oscar winner.
Yeah. 54 today.
Okay.
On the date book, 1783, the first public demonstration of a hot air balloon flight took place in France. These brothers, Joseph and Jacques Montgolfier, succeeded in launching their 33-foot diameter balloon.
Okay.
1,500 feet. Traveled about 7,500 feet before landing after a 10-minute flight. That had to be pretty cool.
Yeah, or scary. Terrifying.
One of the two. Yeah, probably all of the above. 1884, Civil War hero General William T. Sherman refuses the Republican presidential nomination with the words, "I will not accept if nominated, and I will not serve if elected."
Dang.
The state. Yeah, interesting. 1888, the Democratic National Convention in St. Louis nominates President Cleveland for a second term on this date. 1917, 10 million American men begin registration for the draft. World War I.
Mm. Yeah.
1940, the first synthetic rubber tire is exhibited. Akron, Ohio. It was 1940. That's a little bit later than I thought.
Yeah, same. We were about to go to war.
Yeah, 1968, Senator Robert F. Kennedy assassinated at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles shortly after claiming victory in California's Democratic presidential primary. Gunman Sirhan, immediately arrested.
Yep.
Today is Attitude Day.
By the way, really quickly, Bob.
Yeah.
There was a, we do our look back in times, you know.
Yeah.
And there was one that I missed.
Oh, yeah.
On June 3rd. I wish I would have brought this up. Yeah, okay, so you're a little bit of, you know, you're a rock freak.
Right.
We'll call you. A little bit of a rock freak.
Okay.
I'm kind of a severe weather freak.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Right.
I like tornadoes. Well, like's the wrong word. I'm interested in tornadoes.
Sure. Right.
Hurricanes, that sort of thing.
Right.
So on June 3rd, 1980, it was the 42nd anniversary this year. 2025, something like that, 43rd anniversary.
Okay.
June 3rd, 1980, one of the strangest things in the history of probably mankind happened. They were called the Grand Island Tornadoes, and there were 7 twisters that touched down in the same city all in one night. It's called the Night of the Twisters.
Oh.
And not only that, all in one night, 3 of them, so typically twisters, when they touch down, they rotate counterclockwise.
Mm-hmm.
Counterclockwise.
Yes.
3 of the 7 rotated clockwise.
Ooh.
So 99% of all tornadoes that ever touch down in North America, they all rotate counterclockwise.
Right.
3 of the 7 that they all got in one night in Grand Island, Nebraska, rotated opposite.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting.
One of the craziest That's, weather events maybe ever.
Yes, that is. Extremely
and all at
rare.
Night too, which also very rare for something like that to happen. You don't get tornadoes at night. So I thought that was a cool event. Well, cool, again, cool is the wrong word. Very interesting event that happened that I forgot to look back on.
I didn't realize you're that into the weather.
Oh, man. You know, hey, we all got, you know, it's like when you're talking to me about rocks, if I came up to you and was like, hey, Bob, there's this supercell, okay?
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
And you would take the old doze. You would doze off.
No, I wouldn't, actually, because I like weather.
Oh, okay, cool.
I do like weather, yeah.
We'll
have to sit down and have some coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and talk about the weather.
I don't know if I'd ever want to be a meteorologist, because my dad said he tried to do that when he was going to college, and he said he took his first physics-based weather class when he was in college, the first one he took.
Right.
And after the first week, he was like, I can't do this. this is too much.
It's too hard. It is. It's highly interesting.
Yeah. Awesome. But yeah, that was June 3rd, 1980. Very, very rare event.
Well,
we haven't seen since.
And it's also Hot Air Balloon Day.
Well, there we go.
See?
Yeah.
There you go.
And probably don't want to put that up in the middle of a tornado.
In 1783. We got a lot of hot air balloon enthusiasts in Sheridan, too.
Yeah, I saw one flying last weekend.
Yeah. Most every week, you'll catch one this time of year. Today is, besides Attitude Day, so have a good attitude.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Always.
Gingerbread Day.
Okay. I like gingerbread.
I do, too. It is also Ketchup Day. You know, it has to have its day.
Of course.
Along with, not so much on these. I've had them, tried them. I don't eat them regularly, if hardly at all. Veggie Burger Day.
Yeah, I
you know, yeah. Just, yeah. I'm gonna decided if I'm going to eat a burger, just, you know, eat a burger.
Yeah.
That's me.
It is. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. If you're... I don't know. There's never been one that
and then,
has
you
blown
know,
me away.
And I know, you buy the ones 95%, you know, and all that sort of thing. But, boy, I tell you what. You buy one that's like about 80%, oof, tastes good.
You want to know something interesting, kind of touching on this a little bit. The best wings I've ever had, quote-unquote wings, was in Laramie. I can't remember the name of the place, but there is a vegan place there, and they served wings. So they weren't wings, but they're dressed up to look like wings and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were the best quote unquote wings I've ever had.
Really?
It was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, this isn't chicken. And they were like, no, this is not chicken. It's I think it was like cauliflower. I was like, this is so good.
And I know you've had cauliflower pizza.
Yeah. I'd love cauliflower crust.
Yeah.
Good.
It's Moonshine Day.
Hey, sure.
There you go. It's Sausage Roll Day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Can't vegan that.
Hey,
you probably could.
America's most common apple, the red delicious apple.
It's a shame.
Okay.
It's not even the best one.
A study measured the levels of antioxidants in a whole variety of apples, the Red Delicious contain the highest concentration of the health-enhancing chemicals.
Hmm.
And to get the most bang for your bite, be sure to eat the peel. That's the most important part.
Wait, are there people that are eating?
There's people that slice the peel.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing?
Skin.
What are we doing around here?
Yeah, that's the most important time.
That's insane.
Six
I
times.
I didn't know that was a thing.
This variety, the Red Delicious, has about six times more antioxidant than the meat of the apple itself.
I'm really not a red apple
person. I go in spurts. I'll eat apples for a while, then I don't.
I don't remember. Honestly, it's been a while since I've had an apple. I need to have one.
Yeah, we do. I'm with you.
I'm a Granny Smith guy, though. Green apples forever.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. They're juicier to me. And a little bit more sour. Maybe that's why I like them.
Do you play sports games on video?
Yeah.
Video sports? Do you do
video games,
the Madden NFL 26 launches this summer, James?
Yeah, it's on its way. Comes out in August, I think.
Yes. Very good. August 14th, to be exact. Promises the most authentic football experience ever. It's powered by a decade of real NFL data.
Yeah.
Advanced AI. On Wednesday, EA Sports unveiled a trailer for the Madden 26, and its new quarterback DNA system brings over the quarterbacks, making the stars like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson play like their real-life counterparts.
So, Bob.
Yeah?
Once we can start getting you into more video games, and we'll do that. You'll start to realize that they kind of say this every year. This is just kind
of. Do
like,
they say that every year?
It's a marketing thing that they always do.
It's all in the marketing,
yeah,
man.
It's the realest sports experience you'll ever play. They do that every single year. So, yeah. I mean, we'll see. That could be true, but.
Could be.
You know.
Never know.
It's a marketing thing. Hey, you know what? We'll get you into more video games. We'll get you lined out on the terms. You
I don't
know?
Think I've ever sat down and done a video game, James.
Done a video game, too. I can tell by the way you said that.
Done one or played one or whatever you want to call it. I haven't done it. I just never got into it.
We'll just find the one for you. Even if it's Pong or something.
Pong. Well, I have that. I have the original Pong.
Oh, well, there you go. So you've done a video game.
My parents bought it when I was young and we thought it was pretty cool.
Pong's great. Yeah. One of the greatest games ever made.
I don't know. It's somewhere. Mostly in storage unit. But yeah, Pong.
You might want to go and find that. That might not be
might be worth something.
Yeah, I was gonna say if it's the original Pong, you might want to go and see where that is.
Yeah, it is actually. I think it is. Anyway, so yeah, I'm not into the games. But if you want to get a cheap little plug here, James.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Active Reload. Yeah, got a new. It's our video game podcast. Me and Grant Urey. New episode is live for audio right now, and we're going to have the YouTube video up here shortly if it's not up already, but it should be up here today, I believe, if it's not up already. I haven't checked. But for audio, you can go check it out on wherever you get your podcasts.
In fact, it's so good if you like the games and such, you like video games and all that. It's so good, it is nominated for the best podcast.
It is.
In the state
of Wyoming.
In the Wyoming Association of Broadcasters, and we're going to find out this weekend.
Yeah, if we're the big winners.
You're the big winners.
Yeah, true.
You're one or two. You got nominated. You're one or two.
One or two,
so we know that. So check it out. If you like the podcast, Active Reload. Tritomedia.com. Hey, you know, there's going to be a lot of cyclists in town this weekend.
Dead Swede.
The Dead Swede. They got over 1,100 or over 1,000 people now.
Man.
That are going to be cycling through Sheridan, so careful on that. Well, John Devlin is 64. He stopped to repair handlebars on a bicycle that Paul Hartley had taken from his shed. He didn't realize it. He's helping this guy fix his bike and realized it was his.
Whoops.
It had been stolen.
Whoops.
Yeah.
How did you not realize?
And then finally,
that
he said he looked up, he stopped, he stood up, looked at the guy, and he goes, "This is my bike. You stole my bike.
There we
this
go,
is
yeah.
my bike.
You figured it out." Man, I wonder if that guy was like, is he going to notice this? He's fixing his bike.
He's fixing his own bike.
That's funny.
And didn't know it until the end. He goes, "Like, this is my bike.
That's pretty funny.
I like it." Going to be a fun event this weekend, though, Saturday.
Yeah.
Dead Swede, over 1,000 cyclists in town.
Don't steal any bikes.
Don't be stealing anybody's bike this weekend, okay? We have Fox News on the way. Local news. James got Swap Shop in the 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 49 degrees.
Walking one day down